Thank you for holding. Is this Tommy?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Tommy. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Not bad. How about yourself, John?
Not too shabby. Not too shabby. We're over over here on the mainland. We're in Orange County. I don't know if you've ever been this way.
Yes.
Okay, so
it's
hot right now.
Hey.
Did your guys' rain stop?
It stopped, so now we're soaking in the humidity.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's not too bad.
I was just out there. The temperature is not too bad. This freaking humidity stuff.
That's pretty normal. I was just out there in February. Yeah. My brother lives in Aiea.
Oh, that's a town away, a block away from me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my grandma lived in Pearl City, so.
Cool.
Growing up.
You know the island well.
Yeah, I know the island pretty well. I go out there like 2-3 times a year.
Nice.
But I understand you were speaking with one of my representatives, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line, mainly to go over pricing regarding the Google advertising. But did you have any questions, like, regarding the listing on Google or how it works?
I mean, so it's just somebody's got to type in my name or the company name.
Right.
And it's likely to pull up my company name first. Is that how I understand it? Just in the location, in the state, trying to, I guess, grasp that.
No, not the state. It would be the island. We wouldn't be promoting you anywhere outside of Oahu.
Okay.
We could even exclude certain areas too, though, if you're like, hey, I don't go to town or, you know.
Right.
It's customized to you. But yeah, they would have to punch in like handyman, drywall, one of your services, as long as they're within a geographic area where you're willing to accept work, because we'll customize it. Then you'll show up on the first page as a top option. You'll be right next to the map there. I don't know if you're near a computer at all.
Yeah. No. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. So like right now, just for like Pearl City area, they have like Handyman Oahu. I don't know if you heard of them before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're kind of all over, but they're the main guys right now for just Pearl City area.
Oh, okay.
Right. So you could cover everywhere though. You're not limited to that. Like, I don't know if you like to focus the nicer side. Like,
I mean, with the price of gas, even though I'm on a little island, man, don't get me wrong. If anything, if I can stay in Pearl City, I'm going to jump all over those jobs highly more than something in Hawaii Kai. You know what I mean? Just for the gas and travel, but but that does not stop me from going all over.
No, I know how it is. Last time I was out there, we got stuck in some traffic coming from the Kaneohe side, trying to come back to Aiea.
There you go.
Oh, it was a nightmare. It took like 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
The little island, and then the same thing on the North Shore. We got stuck coming back, and I think they're doing construction North Shore too right now.
Yes, sir.
I hear you. So, will you want to keep it like south and west?
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll keep it island wide. We'll keep it Oahu island wide. Yeah, that's fine.
The only reason I like that is because it'll bring in more opportunity. Like, I know the guys that are doing the whole island, they get more calls, but they have to cherry pick them, you know? Obviously, you're not going to go all the way North Shore for something, $100. It's probably not going to make sense for you.
Right.
Okay. So everything's month to month. We won't charge you any kind of setup fees or lead fees, click fees, call fees. It's really straightforward pricing. Let me get you. Can I text this to you? Is it okay if I send you a text message? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just easier to show you than to tell you everything. And Tara told me you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's right now.
I kind of been getting through the setup process of it,
posting for it.
Oh,
that's how you all found me, huh?
Well, we're partnered with Google right here in Orange County, California. So the Google Building 1 is over here. So Google's the one who makes the list, but they might have pulled it from there. I don't know where they get the qualified candidates list from. Honestly, they just send it to us, and then our job is to fill it and then host the position and make sure it's working for the business owner so he keeps coming back every month. So that's kind of our role, sort of retention.
Got it.
Let's see here real quick. Yeah, but the reason I was asking about that one is because they're on Google. Like, if you look up Handyman on Oahu, you know, they're underneath the top recommended guys. They'll have like 10 guys on their list, though.
Sure.
Yeah. And so a lot of times the leads that they get from on their program, they go to like 3 or 4 people. It doesn't just go to you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I was going to say, if you could do anything with that, then you'll like this, because we build your website, build your Google profile. The customers can just call you directly without the lead fees or the leads going to 3 or 4 other people.
Sure. That's why I'm hanging on the line and a little interested. Because I know those Angie lists, those thumbtacks, all that, they take a price. Yeah. And I really don't understand how it works, because it's the first time I'm ever even using that. But not a lie.
Not a bad move,
though. I get it. But when I go to first thing I go to is Google. So.
Right. Everybody. And according to Google, 90% of searches don't go past the first page. So, you know, the position that you have available today gives you an opportunity to, you know, have people call you directly and make sure you're not missing out on a majority of those clients. It's not every day we get the spots open, especially for handyman. You know, everybody's uncle is a handyman over there.
The sad thing I'm hearing from customers is they're getting poor service. I mean, they get guys, they come, they take a look, and then they never hear from them again.
That's why it's really important for us to find someone that's legitimate. You know, I have a lot of experience on the island, so they'll tell me, hey, we want you to focus on the state of Hawaii. But during the whole state of Hawaii, actually, is what I focus on. Just because I go out there so often and they know I'm so familiar with it. I got family there, military family there, but I live out here. So I kind of pre-screen them too. You know, I'm like, if the pigeon's too strong, I go, you got a license, bro? You got a license?
Right. 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 No, I got you, bro.
Yeah. All right. So I sent the pricing page over. Okay. There's different packages. You had mentioned to me that you were looking at doing other things like thumbtacks, programs like that. We have a package that actually covers everything. It's called our Platinum package. It's the very last one down. It has a little ribbon around. It says most popular.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this one, it gets you the Google Places placement, but it also puts you on Bing as a top option. And then you get Facebook with Facebook advertising. That's all over the island. They'll run ads through Facebook and they'll create a Facebook page. And then it has the popular directory submission in there. The directory submission will get you like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, at no extra cost, right? What I was thinking I can do is I can upgrade you like to the Platinum, but I'll do it for the essential pricing structure. Since I know, like, if you just signed up for Angie's, you probably spend a couple $100 at least on that.
Right.
Right. And then I'll also put in a request to waive the setup fee too. The reason I'm willing to do that is not just because the company's new, but I want you to get your foot in the door and be able to compare the differences between working with a Google partner on the first page and then going through like a Home Advisor by Angie's. You know, I don't want to bash them, but it's a third party reseller. So they're basically just reselling you leads that they get from being on Google.
Sure.
So it's a premium. So I want to be able to have you get your foot in the door, you know, a month or two down the line, obviously compare the two and then do what's best for your company. And then the next time I come out, I don't know what street you're on, but say hi. Yeah, exactly. My brother, like I said, he's over there in Aea. My grandma lives in Pearl City. My grandma's super old.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, have your grandma call me if she needs any help with anything, my man. I like to settle. I mean, at the end of the day, I got to run a business. I got to make money. But my whole soul thing of business is so many people are getting screwed. So many people are getting half-assed work, and I'm just kind of sick of it. And I'm not trying to make a living. I'm trying to support my family. I'm trying to make a living, support my family, but I ain't trying to get rich off of this. So that's my motto. I help people.
At
the end of the day.
That's what's going to build up a good company, though. And you got to generate the reviews. You know, in the beginning, a lot of times you might be doing things that might not be super profitable and you're helping people out. But if it gets those reviews and it builds up the reputation, you know, over time, you will be able to get rich. I'm not saying right away, right?
Right.
Nothing's a
right.
get rich quick scheme, but the more you build it up, if you're a guy who's got, you know, 150 reviews, you know, after doing this for a year or so, you know, you've already built a huge reputation there. Who's to say that the larger jobs, we can kind of isolate them and won't be coming your way. You know what I mean?
Sure.
We could start targeting the bigger things. So everybody starts somewhere. You're kind of in the beginning. So I don't want to overpromise anything to you. Just to build that trust, you know, I'm not going to tell you, you're going to get 100 calls next month. Not saying it's not possible,
right.
but you know, you're going to be starting out with zero, reviews, you know, so. The more we could build that up, or maybe you can get an auntie, uncle, cousin, somebody to go write some more reviews.
No,
up
I have past jobs I could have probably just jump on here and give me a review.
Yeah, because that plays a huge role. I mean, being on the first page is huge in general, just because your name's in the conversation, whereas if they're doing the search right now, they're not even seeing you as an option. But having the reviews is like the next thing they're going to look at, and then the website and things that you've done in the past too, if you have like before and after photos, so. Those all play a huge role. But if I could approve a pricing structure like that for you at the $299 and go month to month, I mean, I'm sure that's something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah, so it would be $299 right now, and then how much after a month?
It'll stay $299. No, it'll stay $299. So it's not going to change, Tommy. It'd be the same deal as long as you're with us. Mm-hmm. And we send everything in writing.
Okay.
You'll get a receipt outline of the
website?
Agreement.
Would I get a website?
Yes. So the Platinum package includes...
Get out of it?
Yes. Yes. The Platinum package includes the custom website design. So that's all a part of it.
Okay.
So I'm really trying to take care of you here. You know, obviously, if you only do it for a month and you leave, yeah, we would lose money on this. Because the website alone, just buying the domain and building the website is more than $299. But what I'm thinking is you'll like this more than what you have now, and then I believe you'll use it as your long-term marketing solution, especially if we're able to pull leads from multiple platforms, not just Google.
Okay. So $299 a month, or $299 down, and then $299 a month, and then we get the platinum
setup. Correct. And I'm sending the website example.
If I need to?
Yeah, if you're unhappy with the service, you can cancel. But obviously, we're going to do everything in our power to make you happy with the service, you know? That's the whole point of having the Google partners.
Okay.
So
we've
got a team of people back here that are invested in making it work.
All right, let's
do it. Like I was telling you, if you keep the whole island open, it's going to give us better options, you know?
Yeah, no, let's keep the whole island open and let's do it.
Okay. All right, I sent you some website examples. You can use those as like a starting point. But if you also know of a website that you like, you can always send that in to us, and we could use that as a starting point too, and it'll help us accelerate the process on building your website. All right, Tommy. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. This is exciting. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own the business, just so you exist on Google. There's also a form that you'll have to fill out, so they'll ask you for all your paperwork just to validate you. What's the business email address that I can send the Google verification form?
You know, I haven't even created that yet. I still use my personal.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm not going to display it anywhere
because
it's personal, but
we'll
just use it to send the information over.
And I will make one in the meantime. But I email address for the company. But in the meantime, in the meantime, Tommy 0006. TOMMY0006@gmail.com.
Is it twice or just one time? Tommy0006.
Sorry, just one time. I wanted to spell it out for
you,
brother. Tommy.
You're good.
0006. @gmail.com.
I got it.
Okay.
It came back as valid too. What's your last name?
Okay. Battisto. BATTISTO.
Okay. And then, let me see. I wonder, do you know Raymond Holmes by chance?
Nah, it doesn't ring a bell either.
Oh, sorry, it's one of my good friends. He's super, super super popular over there. We're a little older,
where,
though.
Okay.
Yeah. And my brother's over there, too. My, like I said, my grandma.
What's the last name of your family?
Hill. We're mixed. We're mixed. They're black and white. Raymond's born and raised over there, though. That's why I was asking. Yeah. He's one of my good friends.
Maybe if I see him, I don't know.
Well, Alika is the last name, actually, but for the family, but his dad's name was Holmes. So his mom's side is Alika.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see here. Yeah, but he kind of went Kapolei for school. Yeah, everything went
over
that way.
Yeah. Where the newer area is, but where all the traffic is also.
Yeah, it was weird. Last time I was out there. Last time I was out there, we played a Kapolei golf course, and Obama was there right in front of us. I forgot he lived on the island.
Oh, cool.
So the Barack Obama, the president?
Yeah,
he was at...
That's cool.
The security was, like, yelling at us, the Secret Service, like, back up, no pictures. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, it was wild. Okay, I'm just trying to... So they're going to send you a pin in the mail for the island. They say it's going to take 3 to 5 days to get from California to the island. What's your business or your... It could be your home street address, too. If it's your home, I'll hide it. But what street address can I send this to?
It is my home.
Okay.
And then I'll give that to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
98-1371. Okay, I'm going to spell it for you. K-O-A-H-E-A-H-E. Ahe Place.
Oh, I actually do know where you are. Okay.
And then I'll give you the zip. 96782.
Oh, yeah. I got that already. You're literally the same zip code. Grandma.
Yeah, so grandma. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. And then, unit number 71.
Okay. That's what I was waiting for. Let's see. 71, hide. Address. Okay. So it'll just say Pearl City, Hawaii, 96782 on your zip, or on your business street address. I'm sorry, your Google business profile.
That's perfect.
Okay. Good. Save. Submitted. Okay. How do you want your hours of operation for the business?
6 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. Monday through Friday, or you work weekends too?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday close or by appointment?
I don't know. The way you could say I'll take calls, but they, or
yeah, yeah, by appointment.
I kind of like to keep my weekends, but I don't mind taking calls. You know what I mean?
I hear you, bro.
Like,
I hear you.
Set me up for Monday or something.
Yeah, I'll put appointment only on Saturday and Sunday, and then that way they could call you, but you're not really expected to work those days. They're basically just checking, like, you know, schedule. And then I'll put emergency services available as well. That way, if it's after your regular hours on the emergency services, you can charge extra.
Yep.
Okay. All right, submit. Okay, so I got your business profile created. I'm submitting it for verification. They're going to send you a form you'll have to fill out via email. And then I want to schedule a client interview with you. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour.
Sure.
Just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. Let's see. I'll see if I have anything today. Give me one sec. Try to get it going as soon as possible. This will be with a live representative downstairs. It's pretty easy. They just want to know, like, all the services, because we give you 15 different keywords or services that we could list you for at a time. And then they want to know the areas that you want to target. I know you're saying whole island, but, you know, my brother don't go to Hawaiian Island. Unless it's early in the day, maybe for the beach. Last time we caught a sunset out there, and then he was like, all right, let's get out of here. Nice. All right, so they'll go over that, and then the website, of course. I sent some website examples, so if there's one of those you like, or like I was saying earlier, if there's a site that you know of that you want to kind of mimic, but they'll go over that, and they'll buy the domain name for your site as well during the interview.
Is this a like a call, conference call, or like video chat?
Or just a it call? Won't be a no. It won't be a video chat. The only time they'll ask you to do like a video chat would be Google themselves, but that wouldn't happen until like after you submit your Google verification form. And usually they only do that if there's like a problem with you receiving the PIN. Like if you don't receive the PIN in the mail and then, or something in the verification form is missing, they might tell you like, hey, take a video of your truck and the license plate with, you know, you could cover the numbers, but they just want to see like a Hawaii plate. No, you're actually there. Maybe a picture of the front door of the apartment or the mailbox. So that way they know you're actually there. It's just part of it.
Got it.
But for this one, no. This one will just be over the phone. They have set questions that they'll ask you to walk you through. It's pretty easy.
Okay.
Do you carry insurance?
Not yet. Working on that too as well.
Okay. Let me see. Because then I don't think you'll be able to do Google Verified. Let me see here real quick. You could get verified on Google, but they have another program that's it's like a pay-per-lead program. They usually will offer it to you a couple months down the line. So I don't think it really matters right now. Shouldn't be an issue. But just for future reference, if you do want to be able to expand and buy leads that are handed off to you, like we pre-screen them and then hand them to you with the customer on the line. Like it's like a direct referral and we make sure it's an actual job and then we refer you directly to the, or to them. They have it. It's $22 to $32 a lead and they're going to want you to have $300K in general liability. So not right now. But in the future, that's definitely something we can advance to. Oh man, I'm trying to see if I could get you in today. I want to do the client interview today so we can start working on the site. It's only Tuesday, so I know if we can get it done today, you could have your website up and running by Friday. Rather than wait over the weekend, you know?
Today would be a great day. Tomorrow would be rough, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you're booked out tomorrow?
Booked out tomorrow.
Yeah, I believe it. The weather. Okay. Let me see here. All right. She's saying no, but I also have a friend downstairs who runs that department. Let me just message him directly.
Nice.
Yeah. We're right across the street from the Google headquarters, so we either have everybody in-house, but if there's anything that we can't do in-house, then I literally just go across the 405 freeway and it's right there, literally across the road.
That's what you got. Hey, that's why you're sitting in the position you are, my friend. You make shit happen.
Yeah, yeah, got to. I'm so used to working with business owners though, so it's kind of hectic, you know, especially I come back from the island. People have no patience, the business owners. I come on chill, and then they're like, hey, I want it up and running ASAP, you know? All right, so they get used to that.
Right.
Or they get used to people working for them, and then technically I work for them too, but, you know, they talk crazy. All right, let me see. So I can't actually do today. Today's slammed. I have tomorrow.
Yeah.
I could do any time tomorrow up until 1 o'clock because the island time, over here is 3 o'clock. Yeah.
That's tomorrow's gonna be rough, brother.
I know. They have a really early one. Like, if you want to, we can it out before you start the day, you know? It would just be...
I start pretty early. I got to be on the road at least by... I'm willing to wake up early. I'll wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. If you
it's
guys
super
are
easy, too. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so
no, if I can be your first one in the morning tomorrow...
Yeah.
Two or three. I'm not sure right now.
No, it's a time change last month. I forgot. In February,
oh, nice.
It was
so
two
three then,
when
now.
I was out there. But now, yeah, now it's three. It changed on, like, March 10th.
So what is your first thing in the morning? What is your first thing?
I mean, island time, they got, like, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, yes. Let's go 4 o'clock.
4 a.m.?
Yeesh.
All right, bro. Yeah, right. They usually tell us call the 808.
No, well, here's the thing. I came from corporate world. I used to be a corporate construction project manager for a telecommunications center. So, we used to do a mountain time. So I'm used to waking up for calls at 4 o'clock in the morning and shit like that. Hey, work's got to get done. Just because it's my own, it don't change.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So I'll be there.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it, Tommy.
All right, let me lock you in. I'm going to send you a text message, and then it'll be a text message reminder, actually. It'll come through at 3 a.m. Sure. It's, like, automated. Fine. And then you'll get a calendar invite right now as well.
Okay.
All right. Let me lock you in. That's crazy. Because they don't even let me call the islands until at least 9 o'clock. At least.
At least they make that's probably a smart thing, because you do it the wrong person,
piss
some
people off. Yeah, exactly. So, okay. All right, here comes the invite. I got you locked in, so that'll be 4 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, shoots.
And love it. Raja.
Nice, got it.
All right, Handyman. All right, demo right now too. I'm just adjusting your because the platinum package. So let's go platinum. $299. Wave setup fee, and then I gotta update future billing to be the same. As long as you're with us, you get this deal. Okay. They're recommending you try it for 3 months, but it's not so. They ask for a verbal commitment for 3 months.
For 3 months? I can do 3 months.
Yeah, they ask for a verbal commitment of 3. Yeah, I mean, the next 3 months are the most profitable time of the year, so.
Exactly. It's probation. Make a break for me. And at the end of the day, these people know, they go on the internet, you know, before, like I said, since 2012, I've been doing this off and on, but it was all word of mouth. And like I said, that's why I kept it off and on, because I kept a real job. So, but now, you know, now that I'm making this my real job, I got to go get in with the times.
Yeah, you're smart, bro. I tell people all the time, I'm like, look, it's business is like your baby. I don't know if you have kids, but it's like your kids. You want to give it the best chance to succeed. And the way to do that is you got to make sure your name's in the conversation when people are searching, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, but if you take care of people and you have good customer service on top of that, you'd be good.
Yep.
You're probably going to run into some family, man. The island's so small.
Oh, I already know that. That's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
High school class.
You called me already. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Yeah, where my brother's at, I don't really like anymore or as much. Because he was in Eva Beach with the military and Air Force over there, and he got out, and then he didn't island. So then he moved over to the part of Aiea. It's kind of rough. Like, I went and stayed with him, and it's like we went to this all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue. I think he's on Kamehameha Street, actually.
Yeah. Was that the Korean?
Yeah, it's rough though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of chronics out there. Like, you come outside and they're everywhere. Bro. We go down the street to the 7-Eleven, there's like 10 of them just yelling at us. I was like, man, you gotta get back to Eva Beach.
No, that's the thing, brother. It's even in, go to Kailua, and Kailua is where everybody comes to try to live. It's over there too. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to think those poor people got reasons for being there. You know what I mean? But yeah, the harassing and all that. Yeah, it's part of life now, man.
Yeah.
I mean, to your kids. I rode the bike to school. I walked to school. I would never let my kids do that nowadays.
Yeah, I know. So, I know. My goddaughter is Raymond's daughter. She's my goddaughter, Aaliyah. She goes to Kapolei to elementary school.
Okay.
But same thing, yeah. Uh-huh. Like, he doesn't let her go outside or wander around as much. And it's kind of sad because, growing up, we used to always go over there. Like, where my grandma's uh-huh. house is, there's that little, the harbor's uh-huh. literally like the backyard. She has that, like, last street before the harbor. And I know there's a big rock back there. We used to go just hang out back there, chase frogs, ride the bikes. Right. Now, nope.
Well, now they're building floating houses. If you go down by, if you just look, floating houses in Hawaii, floating homeless houses. Three stories. They're no joke now. Yes.
I didn't even see that last time.
Go ahead and Google it.
Oh, my God.
They're hitting, they're literally on the lake water. Maybe not by grandma's place, more by Kehi Lagoon area. And just you Google it, you'll see. It's unreal. It's like, wow, these guys I should hire them. I mean, I'm not saying their work is good, but the structure's there.
That's crazy. Yeah, we didn't see it last time. She had her party. And we went to the birthday party, and then pretty much the last time I was there in February, we just spent the whole week just golfing. Like, we just started golfing, 2 years ago, and we're all into it. So we were going, like, Kaneohe side, Kapolei, Koalina.
Yeah.
You know, we were just, I came over with the money, and they started getting me. But at least they got the Kamaaina, you know, because two of them live there.
Oh, bro.
So we'd have, I would just send them the money, and then they would go get Kamaaina and be like, instead of 280 bucks, be like 90 bucks each.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I took a buddy to go play at a Muni over here, and he's from Vegas. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. 100 bucks at the Muni. I was like, wow, you guys are ripping him off. He doesn't have an idea.
Which one?
Look him up. Yeah. Pully.
Oh, no way. 100 bucks?
Yeah, 100 bucks for out-of-state. Out-of-state, 100 bucks. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. No, that's actually probably right. Because even we played, like, the smallest one we played was, like, Olamana. Even that was on the other side, though. And that one, they got me for, like, 110. The Royal Hawaiian one was, like, 215 per person. But they got that one down because they booked it early. So it ended up paying, like, 100 each. But the bad ones are, like, over in Kapolei. Like, Kapolei, Koalina.
Oh.
Those ones, way too much money, man. Way too much. No, they want like 300 a round. Even the locals is like 200 each.
Yep. So that's kind of why I used to play the game all out. I played the game since I was 12. And I kind of just stopped because I can't afford it. It's so freaking expensive.
That's what I was talking about.
Gotta pay munis or military. Is your brother retired? Can you get on the military forces?
Yeah. He can.
Oh, there like, you guys got to go. Navy, Cunningham, Clipper, all those. You got to
Well,
go
yeah, that's so. Cool. That's the thing, though. It's like we went over there, and he just wanted to play the ones that he can't normally play. Because I was like, look, I'm going to stay with you. And so I'm not going to be paying for a hotel. Usually when I come with my wife and my kid, I got to get
Let's
the hotel and everything.
Sure.
So I was take care of it. Let's go do all the ones you didn't do. So we would play like Turtle Bay in the North Shore, Arnold Palmer, Koalina, all the ones you normally would be. Like, I'm not paying that, you know? But he likes to play the Navy course and Hawaii Prince a lot. He plays Hawaii Prince a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I just think
Navy
it's really
is beautiful. I like Navy is a good one. Koi Prince is good. I mean, yeah, and they're more affordable. He's got a Clipper, though.
Clipper?
Did you play the Clipper in Kaneohe on
the
main base?
No.
Yeah.
No,
dude,
never.
He, that's a beauty. I know he.
I know
never,
he has.
Man, there's.
No, he's played it.
Oh,
he's
you
played
got there's holes on that course, dude. Right on the beach, watching waves breaking. That course is a hidden gem. You need to tell your brother to take you to the freaking Clipper.
There was one that we were going to get on, too, where they played the Sony Open, because he went and watched the Sony Open. One of my friends, like, Wiley. He even gave me a hat from there, too. But he was trying to get us on there because one of his friends works there, and we were like, okay, we'll give him cash if he can get us on like, a Monday, and it fell through.
It's super private.
Yeah. Like, I guess the people who work there, though, they can bring, like, on Mondays, they can bring up to three people with them and get around, you know?
Yep.
So he told us, yeah, I flew out there, and then 2 days before we were supposed to play it, he's like, oh, we can't play it. So we ended up going and playing Kapolei that day and seeing Obama.
Yeah, I'll be honest, that's one course I've never even played.
Why we were excited. My brother either, you know? He's like, oh, I went there, watched the Sony Open, but to play it would be sick, you know? Yeah. One of my good friends from high school out here is on the tour. Jake Knapp.
Oh, yeah. No shit.
Yeah. I went to Estancia High School in Costa Mesa. It's right up the street from here. And same graduating class, everything. So we're like 31,
cool,
32.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so we saw him out there. My brother did anyway. And we were hoping to play it like the following week, but fell through. All right, so sorry, as I'm talking, I'm working. I got everything set. You're going to get hit with a couple text messages after we secure the position, and then we got the client interview at 4 a.m. But how did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $299?
I have a card right here.
Okay. Is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under the business name. Well, I'm not sure because it's a debit card. Do you need a credit or a debit? I'd like to keep it under the business name.
As long as it's a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, fine. But I want to make sure that the on it for you when you do the taxes, you get it back at the end of the year. It's a business expense.
Right. Okay. No, so perfect. Let's do it from the My Business account.
Okay. And is this Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then billing address is the same as the street address they're sending the Google verification letter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
4811.
4811. 1201.
0312.
0312.
8887.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
March 2031.
31. And then 3-digit code on the back.
935.
935. Okay, let's go ahead and update. Okay, and then you have a security question here. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's use mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mother's maiden name?
Teixeira. T-E-I-X-E-I-R-A.
Oh, man. I've seen that last name before.
Wow.
Kahuku jersey, though.
Yeah.
I think it was a Red Raider jersey. Yeah.
And the problem is, I'm a Crusader, so yeah, there's a huge problem there.
Oh, yeah. Conflict of interest.
No, I believe that was one of my cousins, because the Teixeiras, half of them grew out in Wahole side, so kind of Kahuku, North Shore area, so it was one of my cousin's sons or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, the North Shore doesn't feel the same anymore. You know, it made me real mad, broke my heart. When I came out there, it was Romy's.
Oh, yeah.
Did you
see
what they did to Romy's?
No, I haven't.
It's gone. They don't have that land anymore. Romy's is just a truck now.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, like the pond farm, it's gone.
Yeah. Wow. That's how long I haven't gone on that side, because it's just been a wreck. Road closures, the rain and all that.
Wow. I know. My brother too. He was the same when we were out there. He's like, I don't come over here. But we just went to play the Arnold Palmer course. So So we were like, okay, that's it. We're done. Let's go hit Romy's. We always hit Romy's. And yeah, it was just a truck. It was bad getting back that day though. We ended up stopping, just swimming over there.
There you go.
On the way home.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Kill, make it a day of being out there. Get home at 8, 9 o'clock. Cause you freaking,
but it was bad.
In the car or, yep.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. But the waves were bad. The swells were crazy at the end of February. Too.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a lot of rain too.
It was brown water.
We were being dumb.
Brown water.
Yeah. It was before the bad storm, but yeah, it was raining a lot.
Yeah. It's a wetter season for us this year for sure.
I know. I keep messaging everybody like, are you guys okay? Are you guys okay? It's just back to back.
Yeah, bro. So that's why I need to get those interior jobs.
Well, exactly. The flooding, there's a lot of work out there, actually, from the flooding,
Right
now.
I know.
So that's why I'm like, I want to get everything going as fast as possible for you so you can still benefit from that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So payments processing here. Let me know when these text messages come through. You're going to get a full outline of everything in writing, documented. You'll get a username and password. We have an app and a tracking system. Highly recommend you download it.
Okay.
It'll make your life so much easier.
Okay.
It'll keep track of all your customers. It has a CRM built into it.
Okay, is that app, do you going to tell me it, or is it in the one of the
emails? Yeah, it's just our company name. Yeah, you just go to the app store and you just type in Local Splash.
Okay, got it. Will do.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what device you have.
I'm receiving emails now.
Okay.
And
then the other thing is your Google verification form will come via email. So you got to fill that out in order to have your business verified.
Okay.
Okay.
But the password or passcode coming through the mail, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be text message. Text message and email.
Oh, text message.
Yeah, but the one that's coming in the mail is just a postcard. It's just like you can look it up like Google verification letter. So you know what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
It's literally just like a postcard. It says Google on it, but you have to rip the edges off, and there's a little 5-digit number on the inside. So we just need that little 5-digit number. That's it. And then the other stuff is in the email, which is your verification form. So you got to fill out that form. And then there's an outline of the agreement that gets texted to you, and you got to sign off on that. So that should be there already. And then the username and password.
Yeah, I did receive it.
And email. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all automatic.
I do want to take care of this when I'm in front of my computer and I'm not at home right now. Don't worry about it.
That's fine. No worries.
Quiet. We're good.
No. Yeah, I could feel that all of a sudden. But no worries. If you want to take care of it when you get home, that's totally fine. As of right now, everything's good to go. But obviously, the client interview at 4. So just a reminder, just to kind of go over everything. Payment went through today, April 14th. Every month moving forward, it's going to go through on the 14th, but you'll keep the same price of just $299 for everything in the Platinum package. Okay, that's as long as you're with us.
Great.
We recommend that you try it for at least 3 months. If you do cancel prior to 3 months, there's an early termination fee that'll apply. But if it's after, then there's no termination fee or cancellation or anything like that. And then it's we ask that you be responsive to customers within 24 to 48 hours. Also, our company, if we contact you, please get back to us ASAP. We usually don't contact you unless it's an emergency or we're doing client interview or getting the business verification done. So once those things are all completed, it's just a matter of getting good reviews and answering the phone.
Okay.
All right, Tommy. I'm going to go ask around town, see who knows you.
yeah, please do. Hey, bro, when you visit again, keep this number, man. I'd love to go hit 18 with you and your brother. Let me know.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna come back at the beginning of August, end of July. They were talking about hopping over to the Big Island because I have an uncle who lives on the Hilo side, but I don't like going over there. I like just being in the Kona side. Yeah, I haven't really played any of the courses on the Big Island, though. So I'd rather go back to Oahu. Yeah. My son's been bugging me to go back over there, but I need all this weather, everything to kind of clear up. I'm not trying to have him swimming in the
Otherwise, it's a waste of money.
Yeah, exactly. It costs a lot of money every time I go out there, too.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, probably then because he starts school, though, on August 17th out here. He's about to turn 5 by the end of this month. So I kind of want to hit the island one more time before he starts school, and then we can't really go until the summertime once he's in school.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Well, you're all set. All right, as long as you have everything, just look out for that call at 4 a.m. It's going to be one of my representatives.
Sure.
I won't quite. Oh, yeah, actually, I'll be here. I'll actually call you first. I'll introduce you to them so you know it's the right people, and then they'll take over the call from there, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, Tommy. I'll talk to you then. Have a good rest of your day, okay?
All right. You too, my man.
All right, bro. Bye-bye.
Bye.